甚至有可颂可悲，却善于捐助，为我们预备见证。因此，我们应当在你里面欢喜快乐。
嗯。
愿天欢喜，愿地快乐，愿小山东一般的树标，愿我们在你的国度里是你草场，主啊，愿你真正成为我们的主。我们不仅仅要认识你，主，我们还要承认你在我们的心里掌王权。
嗯。
Dear Heavenly Father, we will praise you and thank you.
亲爱的阿爸啊，天父，我们感谢你，我们称颂你。
What a privilege, Lord, we can come before you to worship you.
我们今天能在这里敬拜你是多么的荣幸。
Our Lord, Jesus Christ died on the cross to open this new and living way for us.
主耶稣基督在十架上啊，死了为我们赎罪。
Yeah, such a great God, Lord, yeah, you promise you will abide in us.
你是多么神圣的天父，你许诺我们会跟我们一起同住。
And yeah, also we will hide in you.
我们也要隐藏在你的心里身上。
Lord, today we will pray, Lord, you are with us.
我们求主今天就跟我们同在。
Lord, your Holy Spirit, Lord, work within us.
求你的圣灵在我们中间
working freely in every one of us
在我们的中间自由的运行
Lord, may your word teach us again, Lord, we can understand your heart
求你的话对我们每个人都有启示让我们能听懂你的话语
Lord, may you bless the time in Jesus' name we pray
求主祝福这下面的时间奉主耶稣的名，我们祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Right. Please be seated.
请坐。
So today's message, my topic is bear fruit with perseverance.
我们今天的主题是忍耐着结实。
So, most people probably already heard the parable that about the sower that Jesus told.
大家可能都听说过了耶稣讲的撒种的比喻。
Yeah, and Jesus, and this parable mentioned in all three gospel books.
这个比喻在三本福音书中都有记载。
And also Jesus explained to his disciples.
耶稣也把这个比喻解释给他的门徒。
It's saying the sower is Jesus.
撒种的人是基督，
and、
是耶稣。
Yeah, and the seed is the word of God.
撒的种子就是神的道。
And because people's hearts are different,
但是因为人心的光景不同，
so the attitude towards the gospel are different.
所以对福音的态度也有不同。
And then their results are different.
所以的结果也不同。
Let's read through just verse 19, Matthew 13, 19 through 23.
让我们一起来读马太福音十三章的十九节到二十三节。
So, yeah, so our sister will read the odd words, and I will read the even words. Yeah, let's start. Yeah.
凡听见天国道理不明白的，那恶者就来，把所撒在他心里的夺了去，这就是撒在路旁的了。
Verse 20, the one on whom seed.Was sown on the rocky places. This is the man who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy.
二十一节，只因心里没有根，不过是暂时的，极致为道遭了患难，或是受了逼迫，立刻就跌倒了。
And the one on whom seed was sown among the thorns. This is the man who hears the word and the worry of the world and the deceitfulness of wealth choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful.
撒在好地上的就是人听到明白了，后来结实，有100倍的，有60倍的，有30倍的。
So we can see that for the first type of people, they didn't understand, they didn't accept the gospel.
所以大家看到有的人根本就不接受，有的他们不明白道，所以根本就不接受。
And for second group of people, they initially seems like they accepted, but because there's no foundation, so once there's trials, then they give up.
第二组的人，他们虽然一开始接受了，但是他们没有，因为没有根基，所以一来失恋，他们就忘记了。
And the third group of people seems like they believed, and there's some foundation, and then even they start growing.
第三种人，尽管当时相信了，也有了根基，也好像在生长。
But because there are thorns around them, and the thorn grown faster than the seed, so it will choke the seed.
但是因为周围有荆棘，荆棘长得比种子快，就把种子给挤住了。
So in the end, there's no fruit.
所以最后也不能结果实。
And the thorn we just saw is the worldly worries, wealth, or pleasures.
这些荆棘就是属世的思虑、钱财、宴乐等等。
And the fourth group people, they are good soil.
第四种人，他们是好土。
So they will, like here said, they will bury fruits 100 times, 60 times, and 30 times.
他们会结实100倍、60倍或30倍。
So every time when we have a gospel meeting, we will pray.
我们每次福音晚会的时候，我们都祷告。
We will pray that Holy Spirit will work in the seeker's heart to make a good soil.
我们都祷告，求圣灵工作在慕道友的心里做工。他们求他们的心是好土。
So they can hear the gospel, they will accept it, they will believe.
我们祷告，他们可以听到福音，然后就会接受福音。
And eventually will bear fruits.
然后最后能结出果实来。
So when I pray this, I feel like if it's good soil, and then once the seed sowed in the gospel, the seed of gospel sowed, and it will naturally bear fruits in the end.
我每次这样祷告的时候，觉得如果是好土，福音的种子撒下去，后面就自动结实了。
But not until I read Luke 8:15.
直到我读到路加福音八章十五节的时候。
So it says, but the seed in the good soil, these are the ones who have heard this word in an honest and good heart, and hold it fast, and bear fruit with perseverance.
这些经文说，那落在好土里的就是人听了道，持守在诚实善良的心里，并且忍耐着结实。
So seems like bearing fruit is not that such an easy thing.
所以结实并不是那么容易的一件事情。
Not something that just happens automatically.
不是一件可以自动就发生的事情。
So it requires perseverance so in order to bear fruit.
它需要忍耐才能结出实来。
So today I would like to share this point with brothers and sisters.
所以今天我就想把这一点跟大家分享一下。
So first of all, so what does it mean to bear fruit?What is fruit, and why should we bear fruit?
首先，结实是什么意思？这个果实是什么？为什么要结这个果实？
So some people say, bear fruit is to preach gospel. So,
有人说结实就是传福音。
So if someone accepted, then that's the fruit.
如果有人接受了福音，这就是果实。
So you see in the book of Matthew, it says it will bear fruit 100 times, 60 times, 30 times.That means you preach gospel, the 100 people believe, 60 people believe, and 30 people believe.
比如说像马太福音里告诉我们要100倍或60倍或30倍，那就是说要传福音给100个人相信，60个人相信和30个人相信嘛。
I mean, it is true, so leading people to Christ is one way of bearing fruit.
的确，传福音领人信耶稣是结实的一种表现。
But it's not only limited to that.
但是不仅仅限于此。
I think for Christians, the most important thing is to bear fruit of life.
基督徒，我认为基督徒最重要的是要结出生命的果子。
That means our life needs to be transformed.
就是说我们的生命要有转变，改变。
And then out of this new life, and outflow from inside out, outflow, and then to bear fruit.
然后由这个新的生命发出来的，从里到外的流露，就会有其他的果实。
For example, to preach gospel, or praise God, or love one another.
比如说传福音啊，唱诗赞美，祷告敬拜神啊，或者是圣徒彼此相爱啊。
So in the book of Galatians 5, chapter 5, verse 22 to 23.
在加拉太书五章二十二到二十三节里说。
Yeah, probably we're all very familiar. They're talking about the nine fruits of Holy Spirit.
弟兄姐妹肯定都很熟悉了。这里讲到了圣灵的果子有九个方面。
Yeah, there are nine aspects. There are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
这九个品格，圣灵的果子是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔和节制。
Yeah, those are all the quality of life.
这都是生命的品格。
And those are the fruit of life that produced by Holy Spirit and working in our life.
这是圣灵在人身上做工所结出来的生命的果子。
And what's the purpose of bearing fruit?
那结果子的目的是什么呢
？Is to be offered to God.
是要献给神。
And to glorify God.
是要荣耀神。
So God created people for His glory.
神创造人的目的是为了他的荣耀。
And God saved people for His glory.
神拯救人的目的也是为了他的荣耀。
So we are God's workmanship, and His purpose is to shape our life to be like Jesus.
我们是神手上的工作，他的目的就是要把我们的生命都做成基督耶稣的样子。
And Jesus is our example, and He is the first fruit.
耶稣是我们的榜样，他是那初熟的果子。
So many some people may think, oh, if I believe Jesus, I have eternal life. That will be enough.
有人以为相信耶稣就行了，就有永生了，就足够了。
But They didn't know that believing Jesus is the only first step of salvation.
但是他们不知道，相信耶稣只是得救的第一步。
Because God's purpose is to make us complete, to be like Jesus, to bear fruit, to glorify Him.
因为神的目的是要我们完全，是要我们像耶稣能够结果实来荣耀他。
Then next question is, what is perseverance?
让我们来一起看看什么是忍耐。
I think our Chinese are not unfamiliar with this topic.
我们中国人对忍耐并不陌生。
Because this could be, we can see this is one of our the important attribute of our Chinese people.
我们经常把忍耐看作是
our culture.
看作是中国人很重要的品格或是一个文化的一个特点。
But is this the perseverance?Spoke here in the Bible is the same as we talk about in our Chinese traditional culture.
那么圣经里这里讲的忍耐和我们中国人的传统文化里说的忍耐是不是一回事呢
？So the character 忍耐 like in Chinese, more have the meaning of endurance.
我们中国人说的忍都是说要持久。
Yeah. So if you look at the structure of the character, it's there's a knife struck on the heart, right?
如果我们看汉字“忍”这个字，就是心上插了一把刀。
So it means that even our heart is hurt, we still have to hold on.
这表示我们心里虽然被伤害，像刀割一样，我们还要强压住。
So oftentimes it's about enduring in the time of suffering.
经常指的是在我们痛苦的时候还要忍受。
We'll hold back our feelings, not lash it out, and we'll control our emotions.
我们控制自己的情绪，不让它发作， 我们或者在冲突中要退让。
Or yeah, it's like we're going to yield in conflict. So it's like have a feeling of passivity.
指的有被动而勉强的。
So a sense of passivity, a sense of reluctance, and that we have to do it, and we are forced to do it.
是被动勉强不得不做的一种感觉。
But we also know that such endurance does not necessarily lead to a good result.
这样的忍耐未必会有好的结果。
So after enduring for so long, then we come to a point that we cannot hold anymore.
经常如此的忍耐会到最后呢，到一个地步我们忍耐不住了。
And then it suddenly explodes all at once.
就会突然爆发出来。
And for some people, they even, because they don't see a way out, or they don't have hope. And after long time suffering and endurance, they will lead them to depression.
对有些人来说，这种强制的忍耐压住，就会还会引起的看不到出路，没有盼望而引起抑郁症。
I'll share a example myself.
我来举一个自己的例子。
So, you know, many years ago, I graduated in a college in China.
多年前，我在中国的大学毕业时。
And then I work in a company.
我就毕业以后，我去一家公司工作。
So at that time, I didn't know Lord yet. I didn't believe.
我那会儿还没信主。
But this company, the culture is really, really terrible, really unhealthy.
我的这个公司的风气非常的不正。
So many people they gain the favor of the managers by you know flattering them you know.
很多人为了迎合经理就去拍马屁。
Yeah, and then they gain the favor, they have the advantage.
然后呢就会受到重用。
I didn't like to do things like that.
我不屑于这样做。
So even sometimes the manager hinted to me, I just still not doing it.
即使有的时候经理暗示我了，我还是拒绝这样做。
So as a result, my work didn't go well, and yeah.
所以呢，我在公司里做的很不顺心。
Also, I feel the manager is not fair to me.
我也觉得经理对我对处理员工不公平。
And also I have no way to change anything.
我也不想在这方面改变，为这而改变自己。
Yeah, and I have no way to change things. Like,
我也没有办法来改变这件事实。
So even though I didn't see anything, but in my heart, I really, you know, suffering and have a lot of pressure.
我嘴上不说，但是我心里就非常的有压力。
Finally, one day after a meeting, I couldn't take anymore.
终于有一天。一次开会之后，我实在忍不住了。
So I decided to talk to the manager directly, and make things clear.
我决定去找经理当面对质。
So I'm in my heart. I'm like, hey, if the manager admitted that he treated me not fair, I would continue working there.
在我心里，我已经打好算盘，说如果经理承认他不公正呢，我就会继续在公司里工作。
So otherwise, I'll just quit.
否则我就离开离职。
You can tell, you know, at that time I really don't have much experience and don't have a sound judgment.
所以你可以看到，我当时实在是没有经验，也没有什么理智。
How could you, a manager, possibly admit he was wrong?
经理怎么可能承认是他有问题呢？
So yeah, praise the Lord that. Even I didn't know him at that time, he still preserved me.
感谢神，虽然当时我并不认识主，他还是保护了我。
So when I rushed to the manager's office, no one was there. So I didn't get to talk to the manager that day.
当我冲到经理办公室的时候，里面没有人，所以我没有跟经理谈成。
You know, the second day, I lost my courage to do that.
第二天我已经没有勇气来做这件事情了。
Or you can see I become smarter. I don't, I think that's not a good idea to talk to him in that way.
也许你可以说，第二天我变聪明了，不要去找我经理来谈这件事了。
But I'm really glad that thing went that way.
我非常的幸运，这件事是这样发生的。
Because later on, I applied graduate school and then left the company, and the manager didn't really cause me any trouble.
因为后来在读，我要去读研究生啊，然后经理也没有刁难我。
So otherwise, I think the course of my life probably will be changed greatly.
不然我人生的轨迹可能就会改变很大。
I always remember this thing, because it made me realize that when people rely on their endurance, and they always come to a point that they cannot hold anymore.
我一直记得这件事，就是因为它让我明白。如果人把他心中的怨气积压久了的话，有一天，总有一天会忍不住了爆发出来。
And when it explodes, that people often don't have a sound judgment.
当人爆发出来的时候，往往都会缺乏理智。
And then the end will just end up making things worse.
然后把事情会弄得更糟。
See, people always try to use their own way to.Seek their own righteousness.
人总是想有自己的办法来寻求自己的义。
But the Bible says.
但是圣经说。
We must put things in the Lord's hands to seek His righteousness.
我们把一切要交在主的手上来寻求主的义。
So the biblical perseverance means when we under pressure or in the difficult situations.
圣经中所说的忍耐指的是在困难和压力下主动的坚持。
So a person can actively hold fast with a higher purpose. That is the purpose for God.
人在有压力的面前可以主动的来坚持，因为有目标。
Yeah, it's a higher purpose that is the purpose of God and with an assured hope.
因为我们有主的高的目标和有确信的盼望。
Yes, even in the midst of trials, so we still have peace and joy.
尽管在试炼中，我们还会有平安和喜乐。
Yeah, so from the angles of let me see here. Yeah, from the angles of God that people go through perseverance is the way for God to accomplish His purpose.
从神的角度来说，我们人经历忍耐是神要达到他的目的的一个方法。
So God uses it to build our character and to help us to bear fruit.
神通过这个来磨练我们的品格，让我们结果子。
And Romans 5:3-5 says.
罗马书五章三至五节说
said, And not only this, but we also exult in our tribulations, knowing that tribulation brings about perseverance, and perseverance proving character, and proving character hope.
不但如此，就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的，因为知道患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望。
And hope does not disappoint because the love of God has been poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit who was given to us.
盼望不至于羞耻，因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
So we can see the trial we go through are part of God's plan and God prepared that for us.
所以我们经历患难是神的安排与预备。
And behind that, God has a good intention.
在背后都有神的美意。
In the past summer retreat, the topic, our theme is to be ready, to get ready for Jesus' return.
我们刚过去的夏令会的主题是要预备好迎接耶稣的回来。
So if you remember, the speaker talked about the story of the 10 virgins.
如果你们还记得我们的讲员讲到了十个童女的故事。
And the 10 virgins, they hold the lamp and waiting for the bridegroom.
十个童女手上拿着灯在等候新郎。
And 5 of them were ready, so they have oil in the lamp.
有五个童女预备好了，她的灯里面有油。
But the other 5, they are not.
另外五个没有油。
We know in the Bible, the oil most time represents the Holy Spirit.
我们知道从圣经里的油是一般代表圣灵。
So when we say they're having oil means the people's life is filled with Holy Spirit.
当我们说有油，就表示我们的他们的生命中有圣灵的充满。
But also the oil is come from pressing the olives.
另外，油也是因为橄榄压成压榨才能出来的。
So that symbolizes that a Christian's life must go through breaking and refining in order to bear fruit.
这就表示说基督徒的生命是需要经历破碎熬炼才能结果实。
And then when Jesus returns, we can receive his commendation.
才能在耶稣回来的时候得到他的称赞。
So we can see that God prepared the circumstances for us to persevere.
所以神预备环境让我们可以忍耐。
So our life can have more oil, so when we can better prepare for Jesus' return.
这样他让我们的生命中有更多的油，让我们再见主的时候都预备好。
But from our human's perspective, this perseverance will work together with our faith.
从人的角度来看，我们的忍耐跟我们的信心是相辅相成的。
So in Hebrew chapter 6, 12-15, it says,
希伯来书六章十二到十五节说，
So that you will not be sluggish, but imitators of those who through faith and patience inherit the promises.
并且不懈怠，总要效法那些凭信心和忍耐承受应许的人。
And then talk about Abraham. See, for when God made the promise to Abraham, since he would swear by no one greater, he swore by himself, saying,
当初神应许亚伯拉罕的时候，因为没有比自己更大可以指着起誓的，就指着自己起誓说，
I will surely bless you and I will surely multiply you. And so, having patiently waited, he obtained the promise.
论福我必赐大福给你，论子孙我必叫你的子孙多起来。这样亚伯拉罕既恒久忍耐，就得了所应许的。
So we know that Abraham is the father of faith.
我们都知道亚伯拉罕是信心之父。
But his faith was not steadfast from the very beginning.
但是他的信心并不是一开始就这么恒久的，就这么坚定的。
So at age 75, he was called to leave Haran.
他75岁的时候被蒙召离开哈兰。
And God swore by himself to Abraham, said he would bless his descendant.
神指着自己向亚伯拉罕起誓，要赐福给他的子孙。
And we know that at that time Abraham didn't have children.
我们知道那时候亚伯拉罕没有子孙，没有孩子。
Yet it was not until Abraham was 100 years old that Isaac was born.
直到100岁以撒才出生。
So basically, Abraham waited 25 years.
所以说亚伯拉罕其实是等了25年。
And during that time, Abraham also showed his weakness.
这25年中间他也软弱过。
So he left Canaan and went to Egypt.
他离开了迦南去了埃及。
And he tried his own way to have a child, Ishmael.
也曾经用自己的方法生了以实玛利。
But he didn't turn away from God.
但是他没有离开神。
So when he was 99 years old, God spoke to him again.
当他99岁的时候，主再次跟他说话。
like we can see here, himself, he said, although his body was as good as dead.
他自己这样说，虽然他的身体如同已死。
But he still believed in God that in 100 years old he received his promised son.
他仍然相信神，所以在100岁的时候得到了神所应许的儿子。
And through this, his own faith grew stronger.
在这所因为这个过程，他自己的信心得到了坚固。
Romans 4:20 says, "Yet with respect to a promise of God, he did not waver in unbelief, but grew strong in faith, giving glory to God."
罗马书四章二十节说，并且仰望神的应许，总没有因不信心里起疑惑，反倒因信心里得坚固，将荣耀归给神。
So in the end, Abraham was called the father of faith.
所以最终亚伯拉罕被称为信心之父。
I think like Abraham, our faith is not without a foundation.
像亚伯拉罕一样，我们的信心也并不是没有根基的。
What is our foundation? The foundation of our faith is Jesus died on the cross, shed his precious blood.
我们的根基是什么？我们的根基乃是耶稣用他的宝血为我们立的永不改变的新约。
Yeah, and through his blood, he established this new and changing covenant with us.
因为通过他的宝血给我们立永不改变的新约。
And by this blood of Jesus, by this new covenant, we can endure.
也因为这个新约，我们可以忍耐。
We can co-work with God, and to allow His will to be accomplished in our lives.
我们就可以也跟神同工，能够让他的工作进到我们中间来。
And in the end, we will receive what He promised us.
到最后我们就会得到他的应许。
So this is the process of sanctification.
这就是成圣的过程。
Yeah, it's not instant. It will requires a process.
不是马上得到的，而是一个过程。
Yeah, and another point is that our perseverance is filled with hope and joy, and also with God's presence.
第二点是我们的忍耐有盼望和喜乐，却有神的同在。
In Hebrew 12:1-3, it says.
希伯来书十二章一至三节说。
So therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us also lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us.
我们既有这许多的见证人如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
So, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and the perfecter of faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
这是第二节吗？
对。
仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，他因那摆在前面的喜乐就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
Verse 3, for considering him who has endured such hostility by sinners against himself, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart.
那忍受罪人这样顶撞的，你们要思想，免得疲倦灰心。
Yes, so here is talking about Jesus. We need to consider Jesus.
这里在讲的是耶稣， 我们要学习耶稣。
Yeah, so it's different from the worldly endurance. Our perseverance has hope.
啊，与世界上的忍耐不同，我们的忍耐是有盼望的。
And we know God has prepared a joyful outcome for us.
我们知道主为我们在前面预备了喜乐的。预备的喜乐的结局。
So we will not become discouraged or lose heart.
所以我们就不会丧心灰心丧气。
And also we know Jesus is our example.
而且我们也知道耶稣就是我们的榜样。
He also persevered on earth.
他在地上忍耐。
He was tempted by devil in the wilderness.
他在旷野曾受过试探。
He endured the disbelief and the misunderstanding of the people in that time.
他忍受了世人对他的不相信与误解。
And in the end, he was humiliated and persecuted and crucified.
最后他被人羞辱逼迫并钉十字架。
But he is the author and the perfecter of our faith.
但是他是我们信心创始始终他是 的作者。
Yeah, and he's ready to help us all the time.
他随时都愿意帮助我们，
And moreover, that the Holy Spirit will pray for us in our heart with the groanings that cannot be expressed in words.
并且圣灵在我们心里用说不出的叹息来为我们祷告。
We can also, like King David, we can come before God at any time to pour out our heart and call upon him.
我们也可以像大卫王一样随时到神面前来倾诉来呼求神。
And God also arranged our brothers and sisters around us to support and encourage us.
神也安排弟兄姐妹在我们周围随时彼此的支持和鼓励我们。
So this helps us to realize that even in the time of perseverance and God, we can rely on God and God prepare a way out for us.
这样我们知道在我们在忍耐的时候，靠着主，靠着神，总有一条出路。
And we will not complain, yet we have joy and hope.
我们就不会抱怨。我们还是有喜乐和盼望。
So, what are the perseverance we are facing?
我们所面临的忍耐都有哪些？
So, first of all, the world.
首先就是世界与我们这世界与我们为敌。
Yeah, the world is still under the power of the evil one.
世界仍然在恶者的手下。
So because of our faith, the world is against us.
因为我们的信仰，世界与我们为敌。
Yeah. So in many places of the world that Christians still persecuted, such as in the Muslim country or in China.
在世界上很多的国家，比如说穆斯林国家、中国等等，我们做基督徒是受被迫害的。
Yeah. Living in the United States, so-called a country with a strong Christian tradition.
我们现在生活在美国这个有着深厚基督教传统的国家。
We thank the Lord that we still are able to worship freely here today.
我们感谢主，我们仍然可以在这里自由的敬拜。
But the political and the culture climate in America has already been changed. A lot.
但是美国的政治和文化也开始有很多的改变。
It's moving towards the direction to contrary with the Bible teachings.
越来越有违反圣经教导的事情和方向。
We all know what happened recently that Charlie Kirk was assassinated.
我们都知道最近查理·柯克的刺杀的事件。
He promoted that governing society according to the Bible biblical principles.
他支持按照圣经的原则来治理社会。
So about 2 weeks ago, when he was debating with some college students in the Utah University.
有两个星期前，他在犹他的一个大学与学生们辩论的时候。
And then he was assassinated.
他被刺杀。
So even this incident was classified as a political assassination.
虽然这件事情被定性为政治暗杀。
But his strong Christian background has deeply shaken the churches across the country.
但是他强烈的基督教背景，被大大震动了所有的教会。
In Matthew 5:10, Lord says, "Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven."
马太福音五章十节，为主说，为义受逼迫的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
So we must not become timid because of what happened.
我们一定不要因为周围发生的事情而胆怯。
We must hold fast to the truth of the Bible and not compromise.
我们一定要持守圣经中的真理，不能妥协。
We will pray for this country.I will pray for the leaders in authority.
我们为这个国家祷告，我们为执政掌权的祷告。
Even the enemies use such events to intimidate us, to scare us, but we must be strong and persevere.
尽管仇敌有各样的事情来恐吓我们，逼迫我们，但是我们要刚强，要忍耐。
And secondly,in our life, we will have some, we will encounter trials and suffering.
第二点就是我们在人生中就会自然会遇到很多的试炼与苦难。
And those are unavoidable.
这都是难以避免的。
For example, illness or unemployment or some accidents.
比如说有疾病啊、失业啊，或者有些意外的事情发生。
So sometimes the loss of our loved ones, the five family members.
有的时候是失去亲人。
Yeah, when facing those things, we should not complain.
当我来面对这些事情的时候，我们不要埋怨。
And we should not abandon our faith.
我们不要放弃我们的信仰。
And not to give up the peace we have in the Lord.
我们不能放弃我们在主里的平安。
We must continue to trust that God's sovereignty and God's goodness.
我们仍然要相信神的主权和神的良善。
Suffering is a mystery.
苦难是一个奥秘。
So many times we don't know and we don't understand why it happens.
我们很多时候都不明白是为什么会发生这些事情。
But after losing everything, Job said in Job 1:21.
约伯在他失去所有的以后，他在约伯记1:21说
：“The Lord gives, the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord.”
赏赐的是耶和华，收取的是耶和华，耶和华的名是应当称颂的。
Praising the Lord in the midst of difficulty is more precious.
在困难中赞美神是更加宝贵的。
So the next area we should persevere is in our daily life and in our relationships.
另一方面我们要讲忍耐是在生活中当遇到或者是关系的方面遇到不如意的地方的时候。
So it's probably the where we feel the most time happening.
这可能是我们体会最多的一个领域。
For example, in the family relationship between the spouses or between parents and children.
比如说在家庭关系中配偶之间父母与儿女之间。
Many times we found that the other person is so hard to accept.
我们很多的时候都会发现对方有很多我们看不惯的地方。
So what should we do?
我们该怎么做？
So the Bible says we need to learn to accept one another and forgive one another.
圣经告诉我们，我们要学习彼此接纳，彼此饶恕。
So instead of trying to change others, we should examine ourselves first.
不要去想着怎样改变别人，而是要看看我们自己有什么地方需要改进。
Yeah, to see if any area we can improve and change.
来看看我们自己身上哪些地方可以来改变或提高。
So even if it is entirely the other person's responsibility, and we still need to learn, be patient, and wait that person to change.
即使有的时候完全是对方的责任，我们也还是要学习忍耐，等待对方的改变。
So we cannot change them. Only God can change them, and the time is also in God's hand.
我们不能改变对方，只有神能改变他。我们只能让时间来等待，
yeah.
把改变的时间放在神的手中。
Yeah, in the just this past summer, we had a brothers retreat in the where we forgot. Yeah, in the Double K. Yeah.
我们刚过的这个夏天，我们有一个兄弟兄弟退休会，在最在开那个退休会的地方。
Yeah. And in the, I remember in the, during the morning devotion, we talk about how as a husband, we should be patient with our wives. Yeah.
在晨更的时候，我们就在提到了作为丈夫怎么来忍耐妻子。
Yeah, because God calls husband to love their wives, to even to lay down their life for them.
因为神要丈夫爱妻子，甚至为妻子舍命。
So we know the first quality of love in the First Corinthians chapter 13, right? 13 is to be to be patient, right? Long suffering, yeah.
圣经哥林多前书的十三章，讲的爱的第一条就是要恒久忍耐。
So God treated us the same way.
神也是这样对待我们的。
So He continually endures our rebellion, our unbelief, and our wavering hearts.
他一直忍耐我们的顶撞，我们的不幸和我们的三心二意。
Yet he still gave his beloved son to save us.
他仍然把他的爱子给我们来救我们。
Yeah. Additionally, in our church life, we also need to learn perseverance.
另外在我们的教会生活中，我们也要学习忍耐。
Of course, we all hope our brothers and sisters around us are like angels.
我们当然希望我们周围的弟兄姐妹都像天使一般。
And also we hope our co-workers are like Stephen, you know, filled with the Holy Spirit and also actively serving the congregation.
我们也希望我们的同工们都像斯提凡一样，圣灵充满又积极服侍的大家。
And also we hope our speakers are all like Brother Peng and can teach the truth clearly.
我们也都希望每个讲员都像彭弟兄一样把真理讲得清楚。
And also we hope our church has more young people and more children. Yeah.
我们也希望我们教会中年轻人多一些，孩子们多一些。
Yeah, those are all good desires, and we can certainly bring them to the Lord in our prayers.
这些都是好的愿望，当然我们可以都把它带到神面前来祷告。
But what we need to learn is we need to gratefully accept the environment God has given to us.
但是我们要学习的是，我们要要感谢并接受神给我们的。
Even if it does not meet our expectations, God allow us to bear a fruit through perseverance.
即使环境没有达到我们的愿望，神还是让我们要通过忍耐来结果子。
Especially for brothers and sisters whose spiritual life is more mature.
特别是属灵姐妹，特别是属灵生命更成熟的弟兄姐妹。
So it's important to be even more patient with those whose spiritual life is still young.
更是要多多的忍耐周围生命还比较弱、比较幼小的。
Yeah, so in this way, we can bear the fruit of peace.
这样我们能就能结出和平的果子。
I think one thing we need to pay a special attention is we don't confuse the worldly endurance with the biblical perseverance.
我们特别要注意的一点就是不要把世上的忍耐和圣经中的忍耐混为一谈。
So in church life, we sometimes see people seeking the superficial harmony by just staying quiet, see nothing.
在教会生活中，我们有时候看到，大家为了外面看起来一团和气，什么也不说。
So seems like that can keep peace.
这样的话，大家可能会和平相处。
Yeah, seems like it's patience and perseverance.
似乎看上去是在忍耐。
Yeah, but actually there might be many opinions hidden in the heart.
其实大家心里很可能有很多的意见藏起来不说。
Or even planning to carry out their own agenda at the right moment.
甚至有可能大家有自己的计划等到合适的时机来实施。
So this kind of perseverance will not produce the fruit of righteousness.
这样的忍耐不会结出仁义的果子。
Instead, it only produces bitterness and conflict down the road.
只能结出苦毒和纷争。
True perseverance means we need to lay down our own opinions.
真正的忍耐是要把自己的意见放下。
We allow God to take authority.
让神来掌权。
So let Him to work and change our lives.Our own lives.
让神在我们自己身上来做改变的工作。
And another kind of perseverance is our sense, and yeah, is the sense in our own life.
还有一种忍耐就是我们自己身上的罪。
So the Holy Spirit convicts us, so it can let us see our sins.
圣灵光照我们，让我们看到自己身上的罪。
And then we repent and we ask God to change us.
然后我们悔改，我们求神让我们改变。
Yet we know sometimes the sin are very stubborn.
但是有时候罪是十分顽固的。
And God needs to work continuously in us.
需要神在我们身上持续的工作。
And God will, and in the book of John, Jesus said, for every branch that bear fruit, he will prune, so that it may bear more fruit.
约翰福音
15章2节，
主对我们说，凡结果子的，他就修理干净，使枝子结果子更多。
And so God will prune us, will discipline us, which is not always comfortable.
主要在我们身上做修剪的工作，管教的工作，有时候就不是很舒服。
Yeah, like Hebrews 12:11 says.
希伯来书12章11节说。
All discipline for the moment seems not to be joyful, but sorrowful. Yet, to those who have been trained by it,Afterwards, it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness.
凡管教的事，当时不觉得快乐，反觉得愁苦。后来，预备那经过精炼过的人，结出平安的果子，就是义。
So if we sincerely repent and put ourselves in God's hand,
若我们诚心的悔改，把我们自己交在神的手中。
We can trust that He will indeed bring changes in us.
我们相信神必定会改变我们。
So yesterday we gathered here to have a memorial service for our brother Tian Kai.
我们昨天在这里纪念天凯弟兄的一生。
So as far as I know that he experienced many difficulties in his life.
据我了解，天凯弟兄经历了很多的难处。
Yeah, he has challenges in his work, in his family, and also in his health.
他的难处包括在他的工作中，在他的家庭里和他的身体上健康里。
Yeah, but as our brother sister testified yesterday, that during all the years, I never heard him complaining.
就像弟兄姐妹昨天的见证说的，在这些所有的年这么多年来以来，我们没有听见过他抱怨。
He continued faithfully attending Bible study meetings, Sunday worship, and fellowship activities.
他坚持参加查经聚会，参加主日崇拜和团契活动。
He just do what he could do to help others, even the small things.
他尽他的所能来帮助，帮助大家，哪怕是小小的事情。
He persevered until he met his Lord.
他一直在忍耐，直到见他的主。
Yesterday, many people share the fruits they saw from our brother Tian Kai.
昨天很多弟兄姐妹都分享到，我们看到天凯弟兄身上圣灵所结的果子。
I believe God also will be pleased in the fruits that produced by our brother Tian Kai's perseverance.
我相信神一定也喜悦天凯弟兄因忍耐而结出来的圣灵的果子。
So perseverance actually is the way of cross.
忍耐其实是十字架的道路。
So it means deny yourself.
就是要舍己。
So not insisting our own will, but obeying God's purpose.
就是不坚持自己的意思意愿，而是要顺服神的旨意。
And you hold fast without giving up.
坚持不放弃。
And not rely on our own flesh, but allow Christ to reign in us.
不凭自己的肉体，让基督在我们里面掌权。
So we all know in the last few months that our sister Alice had a surgery and then.She spent quite some time in the rehab center.
我们都知道肖艾姐妹前一阵子因生病做了手术，然后在那个康复中心来住了一段时间。
Yeah, I visited her several times.
我去拜访了她好几次。
So every time I visit her, she told me that now, yeah.
我每次去看她的时候，她都告诉我。
Yeah, he told me that now she knows that, where is it? Yeah, now she told us that we must carry our own cross as we go to meet the Lord.
他总是告诉我，他现在知道了，我们是背着十字架去见主的。
Yeah, praise the Lord that our sister learned the lesson of perseverance through his suffering.
感谢主，我们的肖艾姐妹是在病痛中学习忍耐的功课。
And then she shared, what she learned with us.
她也把她所得到的真理分享给我们。
It's true that just as she said, the cross is a lifelong lesson for us.
的确，像肖艾姐妹所说的，真的是十字架是我们一生的功课。
We will carry our own cross until the day we see our Lord.
我们会背着自己的十字架，直到我们见主的面的时候。
In the same time, also we must continue to persevere, so to allow Lord to work in every one of us.
同时，我们也是一直在做忍耐，让主在我们身上做他的工作。
Yeah, among all the biblical figures in the people in the Bible, I always admire Enoch.
圣经的人物中，我一直都很佩服以诺这个人。
很羡慕他。
很羡慕以诺。
Yeah, really admire Enoch, because the Bible says that he walked with God for 300 years, and then God took him. He's gone. Yeah.
圣经说以诺与神同行三百年，然后神就把他取去了。
I hope that we can all like Enoch.
我盼望我们都能像以诺那样。
We will persevere on the way of the cross.
我们一直在十字架的道路上忍耐。
Yeah, we just keep persevering, keep persevering.
我们坚持忍耐下去。
Until one day the Lord suddenly comes back.
直到有一天我们的主回来。
Or we can meet him just like our brother Tian Kai.
就像我天凯弟兄那样，也这样跟主相遇。
So let's go back to Luke 8 again.
让我们再回到路加福音八章。
We can see that it says in the verse 14, it says, they're choked, the choked by various with various and riches and pleasures of this life.
我们看到路加福音八章十四节说，我有些今世的人就被有些人会被今生的思虑、钱财、宴乐都给挤住了。
So there's no fruit, bring no fruit to maturity.
就结不出成熟的籽粒来。
So we all know that God is looking for fruit in us.
我们都知道主要在我们中间来找出结的果实。
So those people, they bear no fruit.Actually, they don't have the true faith.
那结不出果实来的人其实是没有真正的信仰的。
But for those whose heart are like a good soil,
那些他的心里就像好土的人呢
？Does it mean they will not be affected by the worries, the wealth, and pleasures of the world?
他们就不被世上的这些诱惑宴乐吸引吗
？Not at all.
不是的。
Living in this world, everyone will be influenced by the worldly matters.
世界上，我们每一个人都会被世界上的诱惑来吸引的，影响的。
The difference is how we respond to those challenges.
区别就是我们。对这些世界的诱惑的回应和对世界的艰难的事情的是怎样回应
？So in Luke 8:15, he says three things.
路加福音八章十五节，我们说的讲到了三件事。
One is he says, honest and good heart.
一件事是诚实善良的心。
So basically, it's a sincere heart before God, without deceit.
说的就是在主的面前，我们有一颗纯洁的、不欺骗的心。
And second thing is that hold fast.
还有一说的是持守。
So basically, our heart should like cling to God's words. We should hold on to it. Don't give up. Don't change.
持守就是，心里坚定，不放弃神的话。
And then is bear fruit. It's the perseverance.
第三点讲的就是要忍耐。
So endure while there's pressure, we should hang on there.
经得住压力，然后还可以坚持。
Yeah. So those whose heart are in good soil.
所以心是好土的这些人
，they put God's word and also put bearing fruit above the world.
他们把神的道和为神结果子放在世界的前面。
So they recognize the value of God's purpose. They realize the value of bearing fruit.
他们认识到神的目神的旨意的价值。和结果子的价值。
So they don't give the thorn a room to grow.
他们不给荆棘提供生长的任何条件。
At the same time, they stay connected with the true vine that is Jesus.
同时，这些人也和主时时联系在一起。
so that they will receive the nutrition from the Lord so we can bear fruit.
这样就会不使就是不停地从主那里获汲取营养才能够结出圣灵的果实。
So we know the fruit has internal value.
我们知道结出来的果子是要有永恒的价值的。
Everything we possess in this on earth, like money, status, reputations, our house, our health, beauty, it won't last forever.
我们在地上拥有的所有的这一切，不论是金钱、地位、名誉、房子、健康、美貌，都不能都不是永久的。
And we cannot carry them into eternity.
我们不可能把它们带到永久里去。永恒里去。
Only the fruit produced by the Holy Spirit in us and the work we do for the Lord will last forever.
唯有圣灵在我们身上所结的果子和我们所做的工会到永会是永会存到永远。
And in God's eyes, those are precious and can be used for His purpose.
在主的眼里，这些是珍贵的，会被主所用的。
So I always want to share a story about my pillar. Yeah.
我一直都想跟大家分享一下我的这个削果皮刀的。
Yeah.
这个是。
So when I came to America, I live in the East Coast.
我刚来美国的时候住在东岸。
So after 3 years, I moved to Seattle.
3年以后，我搬到了西雅图。
So at that time, I gave up all the stuff in my kitchen, all the pan, all the pots, pans, all the cooking wares. Yeah, I leave that left there in the East Coast.
我离开东岸的时候，把所有的锅碗瓢盆都放弃不要了。
Either give away or just throw them away.
我或扔掉，或者是送人。
Only thing I brought to Seattle is this.
我就只把这一个水果刀来带到了西雅图。
And I still use it till today.
我一直用到它现在。
Yeah. So this, I bought this, is like after I came to America, a few days I bought this.
我来美国落脚几天我就买了它。
It doesn't look very special, it's very common.
是一个很平常并不是很昂贵的一件东西。
But very good quality.
但是非常的质量非常好。
You can see the blade still you never rusted at all.
你可以看到它的刀刃从来不生锈。
Yeah, and it's very easy to use. Every time I use it, I feel very good. Yeah.
用起来很方便，我每次用它心里都很舒服。
Yeah, so even now, like after 20 plus years, we still use it every day.
二十多年都过去了，我还每天经常用。
Daily, we use every day.
我每天都用它。
And it just looks as good as I bought it. Yeah.
而且看起来就像新的一样。
But every time I see it, it makes me think about what things in our life we can have value in God's eyes and we can carry into heaven.
我每次看见这个水果刀，就会提醒我。我什么样的东西在主面前是可以带到永恒里去蒙他喜悦的。
It doesn't matter how big the thing is or how much money I spend on it.
这跟这个物件我花了多少钱或者是多么昂贵没有关系。
So what matters is the quality.
跟它的质量有关系。
Is the value in God's eyes.
跟他在主面前的价值有关系。
So if it can be used by God's purpose,
是不是能被主所用
？I believe that the fruit produced by Holy Spirit in us that has a value and that can be used by God.
我相信圣灵在我们身上所结的果子，就是可以被神所用的，会带到永恒里去的。
So everything else in this world will decay.
世界上所有别的东西都会腐烂。
Yeah, only the fruit has internal values. Yeah.
唯有我们通过圣灵所结的果子是永恒的。
So may our hearts all be like the good soil.
让我们的所让我们的心都像那好土。
So we can treasure God's word.
能够来宝贵神的话，神的道。
We can have a good and honest heart, and we can hold it fast.
让我们有那个善良诚实的心，让我们能够持守。
And persevere to bear fruit and to offer to God.
并忍耐着来结实，来献给神。
Okay, well, let's have prayer.
让我们来祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we praise you.
亲爱的阿爸天父，我们赞美你。
You have sovereignty in everything.
你对世界上所有的一切都是主有主权的。
You have a great purpose in us.
你在我们中间有一个有你的神圣的旨意。
And you have a great plan in us.
你对我们都有你美好的计划。
Lord, we pray you open our heart.
我们祷告求你打开我们的心。
So we can submit ourselves into your hand.
让我们把我们自每都奉献在你的手中。
So we pray that you will your will be done in every one of us.
我们祷告求你的旨意在我们身上每个人都成全。
Lord, please continue to work on us.
主啊，求你继续在我们身上每个人做工。
To make us persevere, to make us bear fruit.
让我们每个人都忍耐得以结实。
So may your name be glorified, Lord.
主啊，愿你的名被荣耀被高举。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们祷告是奉主耶稣的名。
Amen. Amen.